Welcome to Webcam Confidence for Women. Fun, fiery, and fierce, confidence coach Susan Axelrod and co-host online business producer Pam Sullivan offer real-time strategies and skill building for women wanting to use webcam in business. In this podcast, you'll learn how to rise, R-I-S-E, releasing inhibitions and securing enthusiasm are key to getting confident on video. This show is a live experience. After the skill development discussion, Susan and Pam go live into Virtual Presenter Studio offering attendees confidence on webcam, a must-have skill for every woman in business. Are you ready to rise? The show starts now.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Webcam Confidence, where we help women in business rise. I'm Susan Axelrod, your confidence coach.
And I'm Pam Sullivan, your producer.
We want to welcome our VIPs in the studio audience. We have been having fun going live into the studio, doing real-time webcam confidence coaching, and we're happy you're here, and we'll see you later right after the podcast.
Yes, as always, we love having people in the studio, and for these shows, we always bring the studio to our live studio audience, so we are really looking forward, again, to seeing everybody in there. And in the last episode, we learned about some production tips to help you with your online presence. So from a technical perspective, so your positioning, your angles, surroundings, and making sure you smile, that one was called How to Be Your Own Confident Producer, but your physical presence also matters. And it's not about being superficial. It's not about being vain. It's about a couple of things. So whether you're a solopreneur or you work in an office and you're doing virtual meetings with your department or your company, there are a couple of things that are important to remember. So it's about representing your business in a professional way. And as we keep saying, it's about really connecting with your audience and in an authentic way. So while it's important to be professional, you can't forget that confidence also becomes from being yourself. So we'll talk about that today. We'll give you some tips on how to do that. We could have called this episode How to Be Your Own Confident Stylist. And I have always said that I would love to be something like a newscaster or something like that, where I have a personal stylist to do my hair and do my makeup every day. So have somebody like that on hand. So Susan, I'm going to pass it over to you to get us started and tell us why image and looks really do matter on video.
Well, Pam, every day I go live and every day I wish I had my own personal stylist. Let me tell you, this topic really does matter. I want to ask you and our audience and our listeners, if I said to you, go look into a mirror at yourself right now and tell me, how do you think you look? I'm pretty sure that I'd be hard-pressed to find 4 out of 10 women who come back to me and be like, I look good. More women would say, no, I'm not doing that. I don't want to do that. Do I have to do it? I hate how I look. I hate looking at myself. This is why we're discussing this topic today, because if you think about what I said about looking at yourself in the mirror and how you feel about it, and you realize that looking into the webcam and seeing yourself on screen is like looking into the mirror all the time, you'll realize how important it is to just pay a bit of attention to the way you look, because it forms how you feel. And that's why we're talking about this topic. Another reason is this. Honestly, you know, folks, we always keep it real here on our podcast. This is a sensitive topic. People come to me and Pam for webcam confidence coaching, and we can tell them about their background, their posture, their voice, the camera angle, and many more things. But even for us, it's hard to tell someone your hair is messy, your face looks washed out, your clothes are wrinkled. Things like this. So we decided to do this episode so that we could use it and include it in the training program that we're going to be putting together from our podcast episodes and really help our clients understand the how do I look vitals, as I call them. This way, we don't have to call anyone out personally. And I really mean, this is deeply personal. For my work, for me to be better, the way I learn and grow, I watch other people on video. And I really can ascertain the way, the difference between how someone presents themselves personally. You may know someone yourself whom you think could benefit from this conversation. So if you do, don't hesitate to send them over to us in the virtual presenter studio. Everyone today is using video in some way, live streaming, Zoom meetings, webinars, online courses, whatever it is that you're doing. And you need to know how your appearance can affect your confidence and whether or not others see you as professional. You or someone you know might unknowingly be sabotaging your chances at a great connection. Pam already talked about this. We're going to talk about this a lot. It's all about connecting using webcam. When all someone has of you to experience you is how you look, how you present, how you speak, and how you show yourself. Remember last week we talked about the production. Then this, making this impression really matters. So Pam, what are your further thoughts?
I just wanted to add about the importance of being yourself. So although it is important to look put together, you should never look like, you know, you just rolled out of bed or something, but you should never feel like you have to go all out with makeup and hair and things like that if it's not you. I've never been one to wear a lot of makeup or really fancy with my clothes or anything. I don't feel myself when I do that. And so the energy is just, it's just not there. So I really think it helps people to better connect with you when you're feeling like yourself and when you're feeling comfortable. If you're feeling comfortable, whoever's watching you, your audience is going to feel comfortable. It's going to put them at ease too.
Yep.
So it's going, that's why I think it's, it helps to connect with your audience. So that's just really important. So it's okay to wear the clothes that you're comfortable in. If your hair is curly, wear it curly or straighten it. Like I straighten my hair. It's okay. But the camera does do some weird things. If you're on webcam, it does do some weird things if you are on live. So if you're on a live stream or a webinar or something like that, I'm talking about your webcam, depending on the quality of it and your connection too. So sometimes, you know, I look back on my live recordings and I'm like, did my lips look like that? Did that really look like that? And it just kind of distort you a little bit. And I'm my own worst critic, like I'm sure so many are, but the webcam does do some weird things and there's some glitchiness. Like I said, if there's a bad connection, plus you're sitting so close to the camera, sometimes it's right up there on you. And so you just want to be aware of that. And like you said, Susan, it's this little box right now is all we have to connect to people. So we need to make the most of it in every possible way that we can. So we're going to give you some tips to try, some helpful things to try. Mm.
I mean, honestly, Pam, I just love how we keep this real. All right. So I'm going to start with my favorite, makeup. So you, Pam, I think indicated you're not a big makeup person. I'm a big makeup person. And like Pam said, sometimes you're really sitting close to the camera and the camera magnifies everything. So with regard to makeup, I do believe it is important to wear some makeup so that you're not, and believe me, I know what I'm talking about. One time recently, the other day, my sister called me. She's like, you need to wear lipstick on your lives because of the way how washed out I look. So I do believe it's important to wear makeup.
When actually, I just wanted to add in just really quick. That reminds me, one of my big things is my lips get so dry. I'm inside in the heat all day and my lips get really dry. And you know, one time, I think our first show, I looked back at the recording and I was like, oh my gosh, my lips were so chapped and it made them look so weird. So that's the one thing that, you know, one thing that I try to remember is every day I try to put some, you know, chapstick or moisturizer on my lips. So
I mean, I have a little thing always here as well. This really is important because per the comment about lipstick, putting lipstick over, you know, the camera really does show a lot. And so that is a very important piece of, you know, including facial moisturizer and everything. Now, again, we just want to be clear. We're talking about this because it's important, and we, otherwise we wouldn't be sharing it with you, but we're not talking about going totally overboard. The key is for you to be increasing your confidence, because you're sitting there knowing other people are looking at you. And for you to be out of your head on that is to be a little bit prepared. And that's what we're talking about today. So makeup can bring out your eyes and highlight your cheeks and lips. But if you use too much, that is problematic. So the way I've done it over the years and the way I recommend is that you go on to, you pull up your Facebook Live. You don't have to go live to see yourself in the camera the way you would look. Or you could just pull up your own Zoom meeting and look right at yourself. Practice with the makeup. Tinted moisturizer is a possibility that might help you not look so washed out on camera. But you really want to look at how you look on camera, because we want to get out of the head about that and into the material that you're sharing. So like Pam said, if you have curly hair, stay curly or straighten it like she does if you want. Whatever it is that's comfortable for you is important. I want to stress, this is not about vanity. It's not about like, oh, I'm so vain. And we're not trying to be beauty queens. It's about coming across as authentic and also professional and really having a presence on webcam. Being genuine is what's going to get people to trust you and really connect with you. Pam, what else?
Exactly. It's all about that connection. And like you said, you have this important content to share and whatever it is. So you want to make sure you connect and make sure you can get that out there. And like you said, I always prep in those few minutes before I go online. I always prep in my own Zoom room.
Yep.
So I click on, you know, Zoom and I look. I almost use Zoom as a mirror. So instead of having a mirror there, I take out my phone, see how I look in my phone, or, you know, get on my Zoom room. That's just what I do.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
But so another biggie when you're on live is doing that preparation in advance. Something that I do that I'm trying not to is fidgeting, because I don't feel confident. You know, I'm always doing this, or, you know, with my lips, I'm always doing something. So I'm always trying to figure out how to be more confident, so I don't do those things. So I'm always trying to be conscious of it. And I have so many stories about this happening. One of the funny ones that I always share, my boss and I, was when I was in corporate, we had a presenter. He was a physician. He was in scrubs. I think he forgot he was on camera because he stood up. He was in his scrubs and he was adjusting things while standing up. So my boss and I were like, okay, when do we cut the camera? Luckily, with, you know, we were on Adobe Connect, but you know, we were easy to cut the camera. So, and we did have to cut the camera. So just things like that to be aware of, that you can feel comfortable and confident and comfortable before you go live. So those kinds of things don't happen.
I mean, Pam, if I could just interject, you know, the how do I look is how do I appear also. And this what we have been teaching you and talking to you about practice, and the production episode that we did, now we're talking about how I look, how do I appear. All of this is to get you that front loading of getting it right as you can. Things happen, of course, like the hair and the this and the that, but to front load the prep as much as you can. And that's an example. With that guy, I don't even know what to say about that. But that's an example where if he had spent a little bit, like 30 seconds with Pam Sullivan, the online virtual producer, that would never have happened.
Yeah, I mean, there could have been other things going on. The reason why that, you know, but too, maybe he just didn't care. So I don't know. But either
there
way,
is that.
Mm-hmm. Either way, it's not good. Yeah. So, yeah, and personally, things that you wear, like I think you're going to go into, Susan, you're going to go into some colors and things like that. I'm trying to get out of wearing so much black, but I don't know if you noticed, Susan, I'm not wearing black.
Yay. We'll talk about that in a second. Yeah, that's right. You know, I don't know if our listeners remember the show What Not to Wear. It was a long-standing show, but it ended now. But that was one of my favorites. And so I want to say what not to wear on webcam are loud patterns. Now, this is best practices as I have researched it from stylists and producers. And I have my own experience with this as well. So they say that jewel tones, solid colors really are best because they don't take away, unless it's in your brand. You know, if there's something in your brand, stick with your brand. But other than that, especially when you're really in your business, you're meeting and you're creating your lives, you're doing your webinars, you want to be wearing clothing that will not distract from what it is that you're trying to talk about. I did mention to Pam that black actually is the most common color that people wear, but it's not the best color. It's not the most flattering on people. It doesn't actually make you look thinner, even though people think it does. And that really some muted tones, color tones, are really best. So again, you need to do what's comfortable for you. We just want to help you understand how others are experiencing how you look. Another thing that's important, and do I have personal experience with this, is the angle of your camera. So now I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt today, as you can see, but there is a V-neck and you can see it goes below the camera. Well, I did once wear, it was kind of open cut. And later when I watched the video, I wasn't aware of it, but later the way the camera angle was, it cut off the whole shirt. And yes, it looked like I was naked. And so that actually can happen. You do need to be aware if you're wearing a sleeveless shirt or whatever on the angle cameras. Pam, if you'd like to share the story about me not having my pants on, now might be a good time to do that.
Yeah, well, Susan and I have been working together for quite a while now. And one of the calls that we had, we were talking, I think you were in a hurry and, you know, working from home as we all are doing, but you were in a hurry and you were like, oh shoot, I have to go get on my pants. And it just struck me as so funny. Only a true solopreneur, entrepreneur working from home, now everybody can appreciate and can say that. So I actually jotted it down and I was like, this would be a good topic for something. And I took a picture of it. I wish I had that today. But yeah, as Susan said, hold on, I have to get on my pants.
Honestly, Pam was helping me prepare for a webinar that I was giving. And it was right before the webinar. She had been helping me with whatever producing she does. And the time was passing to the time that I had to go live. That's what it was, Pam. This was like 2 years ago, I think. Yeah. And that's when I said to her, oh my God, hold on, I have to go get my pants on. And that really happened. And so really, when we talk about being ready and preparing, you know, and it was just she and I talking together. I mean, it wasn't live or anything, but anything could happen. And that really is why we're talking about this topic today. So now let me quickly move on to hair. This is really, hair is big. You know, that you have a lot of it, no matter how short it is. It frames your face. It shapes your head. And it's a very, very big thing. And I honestly struggle with this all the time because especially I go live every single day. So it's easy to have a bad hair day. And also we're so, most of us, again, vanity aside even, most of us are kind of sensitive about how our hair is showing itself. And so we're going to talk about it again in a minute later when we go through our download tips. But I definitely cannot say enough about how you interact with your hair in advance. Practice your styles organic to you, nothing new and fancy. And then mostly, if you do feel that something is going wrong, sit up, open up, brighten up your countenance, and nobody will be looking at your hair. I do know Pam had one little thing to share here about grays. Pam, what did you want to say about that?
Yeah, well, that's true. Like we said, if you wear your hair curly, wear it curly. Straight, just be comfortable, but just be aware of what's going to make you comfortable. But I guess it's a tip or a hack that I have is I don't feel comfortable if I know I have some grays showing and some roots. I think probably a lot of people can relate to that. So that's just, it doesn't make me feel confident. I feel totally, totally off when I know that. So what I have is powder. It's called Root Touch It Powder. It's from Clairol, but it's Root Touch It Powder. And I use it comes with a tiny brush, but I use a big fat makeup brush. And I just keep that always on hand. And if I see some poking through, and it just takes seconds. So that's just something that I do that really makes me feel more comfortable.
I mean, Pam, thank you for telling the truth here, because we've all got the grays, we've all got the roots, and I use a spray myself, you use powder, but either any way, shape, or form, it's important. Let's get into the download, Pam. We have a beautiful download for our friends who are coming live into the audience with us. This download is called Looking Your Virtual Best, but I wanted to just quickly go through it. It's actually a checklist for you of what to cover before you're going on webcam. So as a reminder, webcam confidence comes from being and looking yourself, but definitely takes a few added tools to what I call bump it up a notch for your business. And I really believe that this is about your business. It's your personal persona, your business presentation. So here is the checklist that we created quickly. Starting with the eyes, I like a dark mascara. I like a dark mascara because I feel it's important to frame your eye. I'm not a big, heavy, dark eyeliner person, but the dark mascara gives you a nice frame for your eyes so that they are easily seen. Eyeshadow, of course, can widen, it can enhance, but you do want to be careful. I have often made the mistake of wearing too much eyeshadow, especially if you're playing with dark colors. Play, 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 practice, practice, practice. Have a lot of fun with that. Cheeks. I really do find that you do need to do something to enhance your cheeks, to just not too much. You don't want to have a patch of color on your cheeks, but you want to pull them out a little bit, again, so that your face has its good pronounced proportions. And lips, red or berry. Those are the colors that I use. I am a dark lipstick person. I'm older. My lips, the lip color is washed out. So I do believe lip color of some sort for you is very, very important. Pam, over to you.
Mm-hmm. And so we do have this download again for those who are coming into our live studio afterwards. But the last two on there, hair, like we said, a bad hair day. It is permanent when you're on video, so yes. Keep a mirror, hairspray, or look at yourself on your phone or Zoom. So just play around what's natural and what's comfortable for you. I'm a big thing, like I said, on hair is a big thing for me. So just don't overdo it. Do it up a little bit more for the camera, but don't do it. So, and that's going to make you feel more comfortable, less fidgeting like I do. Clothes and jewelry. We didn't mention dangly bracelets, but they are loud on the audio. They bang against the desk. I've had a lot of people that I've worked with banging against the desk. And so clothes, solid colors. If you are going to wear black, it's just the contrasting color to the background. So it could make you, you know, wash you out more. So if you're going to wear black, wear maybe something colored underneath it. And those jewel tones, like you said, Susan, are really, really the most flattering on camera.
Mm. These are really important tips. Boy, talk about having a bad hair day being archived forever in my videos. If you go, I have hundreds of videos on my Facebook page, and you'll see it all there. Friends, thank you so much for joining us today. This topic is important. You know where to find us. And if you have any questions about this, contact us. Next show is March 19th at 3 p.m. Eastern. One of the things we'll be talking about is confident content and speaking. We hope to see you at our next episode. Thank you for joining us. Pam, see you in the studio.
See you in the studio.
Thank you for listening to Webcam Confidence for Women with Confidence Coach Susan Axelrod and online business producer Pam Sullivan. Helping women get confident to RISE, rise on video. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. For more information about Susan and Pam, visit the Virtual Presenter Studio at volutionvirtual.com/studio. That's Volution, V-O-L-U-T-I-O-N, virtual.com/studio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.